T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We haven't even gotten to maybe the biggest news. Maybe the most important news to come out of the NFL owners' meetings. And I think it's time we do it, Dusty.
I'm in.
Football players in the NFL can now wear the number 0.
Don't call Dion.
Yep, because you're not a 0. You can't wear it to Colorado. You can wear it in the NFL.
Who's the receiver wearing? Calvin Ridley's
going to wear 0. Get in on it, yeah. Which is how much he made last year because of betting. So that makes sense.
It's on brand.
It's on brand. I actually think if I'm a quarterback, I flock to that number. Like if I am one of the quarterbacks in this draft, like, oh, you want to be the next great 7? Yeah, cool. John Elway wore it. Oh, you want to be the next 8? Steve Young wore it. Well, 14, Pat Mahomes.
15,
that's the one. Peyton Manning, 18. Like, how many truly great numbers are there in the NFL that you can say, for the quarterback position specifically, that you, okay, this is, when you think of this number, you think of this player. There aren't a lot left. 4 is Brett Favre, right? Like, so like to me, walk into the NFL, day one, make 0 great.
Well, I think we talked about this yesterday in college football. Like, number one, I think in college football, number one is, like, the most prestigious number. And I think it's pretty much universal around the country. If you're wearing number one, you're pretty much – you're supposed to be a special player. I don't think that number one – I mean, it means a lot still in the NFL, but I don't think it means like it does in college football, number one. But what would to you be the most prestigious number in the NFL right now?
That's tough. Because I'm
– like, I always think number one's the best.
But how many number ones can you think of that are NFL, like Hall of Famers?
No, but here's the thing. The rules have changed, right?
You would think that there would be like a handful of receivers if it was that special.
So when you say, you mean prestigious, you're talking more like that are synonymous with a certain number of great players?
Yeah, like how many number ones can you list in the history of the NFL that were great players?
I mean,
like,
I can't think of college football and name them.
Warren Moon?
Yeah, that's probably the first quarterback I would have thought of. But like recently, what's a quarterback that's worn the number one in the last 20 years that's been Hall of Fame level player? I can't really think of one off the top of my head.
Here we go. I got the list.
All right.
You want it? The best number ones in the NFL?
Let's go.
NFL history, according to Flurry Sports.
It's one of my favorite sites.
Big site.
It's called, but what was it again?
Flurry.
Love it.
Big fan.
Flurry of content over there.
Number one. He's a Hall of Famer. Warren Moon.
All right. So that's
number one is number one.
We got one.
Number two, Cam Newton.
Yeah, okay. I lost that one. I should have known Cam.
Number three, Gary Anderson.
We're getting in the weeds.
Yep, we're in the weeds. Number four, Jason Elam. Got a guy, don't know how to say his name, 1966 to 81.
Spell it.
Another kicker.
Sound it out.
Garo Yepremian?
Yaro.
Can you say it?
Yaro Yepremian?
Yepremian.
Garo Yepremian.
Whatever.
Garo Yepremian.
So got three
the fact that three kickers are on the list tells you the number.
It's problematic. So it's not a special number.
Come Someone on. Should tell Dion that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree though. Like, I think the most special numbers you can actually have are numbers that have already been worn by great quarterbacks. At which point, if you're a wide receiver, you shouldn't want to wear the number 7 or the number 8 or the number 15 or the number 18 or the number 5. Like, nope. Player, elite players, Hall of Fame players at a different position have already popularized those numbers.
Yeah, like 7, 10, and 12 are like your quarterbacks.
Yep. Or maybe 2, right? Trying to think off the top of my head of a great number 2.
Tim Couch. In the NFL?
That's the best you got?
It's the best I got off the top of my head. I guarantee you there's been a good quarterback, but not like a great one. I think that's a fair question. 216-474-0092.
Let me go back to Flurry Sports?
Yes. What do the folks at Flurry have to say?
I'd rather eat a Flurry.
Mick Flurry.
Or a Blizzard.
The best players to wear number 2 in NFL history. Here you go. It's not great, Bob.
All right, give it to
number
me.
Number 1, Matt Ryan.
Yeah, that's not great. He's barely a Hall of Famer, but he will be because we're dumb.
He's been a four-time Pro Bowler and
yeah,
MVP and that whole thing. Number 2, now we're getting in the weeds.
Kicker already?
No, we're not there yet. We'll be there at number 3, though. Number 2, it's a quarterback, but we're in the weeds, bro.
Who is it?
Aaron Brooks.
Yeah, that's not great. When Aaron Brooks is your number 2, literally, your number 2, it's not great.
Number 3, David Akers. Number 4, Mason Crosby. Number 5, Steve Christie.
Oof. Kickers should actually not have numbers. Because they're not, kickers and punters should not
have.
They
should
be 0. No. 0 is untapped potential. They should have, like, kickers and punters should be like 100, 101, and then maybe a long snapper's 102. Actually, no, long snappers, you can get hurt being a long snapper. Or maybe it's like a 1A, 1B. That's what you should be if you're a kicker or a punter. Kickers should not be allowed to have real numbers.
Is number 32 the best number in the NFL history?
Yeah, it's pretty tough to be. Not just that, you can make a case that number 32 is great in basketball as well. Although 23 is going to take the day because of MJ, but like, the amount of great players that have worn 32.
Well, like number 1 for me would be Jim Brown, right?
Yeah.
This back to Flurry Sports.
OJ, right? Or was he 34?
I'll give you their list. They actually have Jim Brown number 4 on this list.
All right, now I'm going to have to go bust up Flurry Sports because this is a little blaspheme. The best player in the NFL until, Joe Montana won three rings. You're right. All right, go ahead.
Number 1, Marcus Allen.
Better than Jim Brown?
I'm reading the list, dude.
Cancel Flurry Sports. How do we get them canceled? Do they have questionable tweets from 10 years ago?
I think they could have been canceled before this. We wouldn't have known before this jersey debate.
Where were they on January 6th, way back?
I mean, these guys are all Hall of Famers. Just me, give you the list.
Okay. Give it to me.
I would put Jim Brown number 1, just for yeah, arguments.
As would people with logic.
Number
and
2, Franco Harris.
Okay, that at least, if you had said Franco Harris above Jim Brown, I might quibble, but I can at least understand it.
This
more
one
than
you're not going to like. Number 3, Edgerrin James. That's silly. Does Flurry Sports lose all credibility?
I'm just going to tell you that no credibility. And if I today won the $330 million lottery, I would buy Flurry Sports and I would Elon Musk it. I would just go in and it would just tank Flurry Sports because they have besmirched a truly, truly, truly Hall of Fame legendary player.
And I'm number 5, Ricky Waters. I was a big Ricky Waters fan. Now, number 34 is pretty good, too, in the NFL.
So they went from Jim Brown to Ricky Waters. I can't say what I'd like to say on the radio. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Mike?
All right, so I know, Dustin, you're going to hate this, and I hate it as well. But Michigan people, Anthony Carter was always number 1, you know? And then,
oh, yeah, no, we're talking mostly about the NFL at this point.
But Chucky Woodson from our state was the deuce, you know, over there. And I would have to say 21 is pretty good, and 55 and 51. Lawrence Taylor, right?
Every other number.
34, 33.
Are we playing Keno?
No, hell no.
Are these
lottery numbers?
Are these the Mega Millions numbers?
No way. Oh my God.
Should we play the Powerball too?
That's a sucker bet. No, I mean, you know, think about it. 51. you know, that's LT. 51 is that's a steady linebacker number. 45.
It's no 57.
Yeah. Well, can't do that one with you. But I just say like number. So I was like, thinking about number
like,
one.
What's another?
I was thinking about number ones because there really aren't very many number ones.
Real
but
quick.
I thought about Anthony Carter. Yeah.
Mike, like what's another great 51 other than LT?
Oh gosh. Did Carl Banks wear that for when he moved? Or no, I can't remember.
All right, what about a 55? What's another great 55?
55. Well, you know, that could be the amount of money I spent on my daughter when I take her shopping.
Didn't Junior Seau wear 55?
Yes, he did.
Well, no, but I was asking for
another. There you go. There's a good one.
I was asking for another great one.
I'm giving you numbers.
What about what's another good 34?
34. Oh, another 34?
Yeah.
Oh, Bo Jackson.
What about after that?
Oh, gosh.
What about 35? What about 35?
I don't know about a 35, but I'll give you – Bo Jackson wore 16 when he was with the Royals.
Well, I'll tell you what. I wore 35 for the Buffalo Bills.
So come did on. You?
I did, yeah.
Mike.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe that's why I don't remember because I never saw you on the field.
Well said.
Mike.
From the top rope?
I'll give you. Oh, come on, Dustin, I love you.
I love you too, Mike.
Mike, where do you stand?
You know me. You guys.
That
you
stung
guys
a little bit, though, Mike. That stung a little bit.
You guys busted my cojones of a couple weeks ago when I gave you a parlay, and I was like, I was one away from it.
Yeah, you know what they call
you
that?
And the rest of
Vegas. Mike, you know what they call that? A loser.
Oh.
Not you, just the bet.
I just wanted to ask him a bunch of other numbers just to see if he had anything.
By the way, I played that parlay. You bet your ass I did.
And you lost.
Yeah. I lost $100 on it.
By the way.
So thanks, Mike.
Jersey numbers, LT was 56. Owen just texted us. I remember that, too.
What did he say LT was?
55.
No, I thought he said he was 51.
No, he said all these guys. Oh, yeah, he did
well, Singletary was 51, right?
All these great numbers, and he was half. He
or
was
no,
half
Ditka?
Old.
I think we're establishing very quickly here. We
right
don't
now.
Know
it was
numbers.
Butkus. It was Butkus.
What about 52?
52?
I'm just going to start naming numbers.
Chad Greenway.
All right, 53?
I don't know.
It's a good number then. If you can't name a number for it, then it's a good number.
I can name guys that I played college football with.
Number three?
Yeah. Well, I immediately think of the late Demetrius Stanley.
Russ, let's welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Okay, from the perspective of an old person, okay, 51, you got to go with Butkus. There's not even a choice who's number one. The argument begins at number the second one. 57, I hope somebody said Clay Matthews. Hmm. And
Nick was high on that yesterday.
I was high on 57
and
yesterday.
And Dave Spano.
And if we're going to talk 32, listen, say what you want about his madness. But you got to put OJ ahead of some of the jabronis that were on that list, without a doubt.
Certainly ahead of Waters.
I think maybe Flurry Sports just kept the alleged murderers off the list.
Well, they should have put that in the fine print. I needed that in the terms and conditions of Flurry Sports.
They didn't make it that far.
Yeah. As an off-the-field problem, not an on-the-field problem. I think Keith is onto something. Like, what's the best number in sports?
In sports?
Yeah. And just to be clear, are you saying like the most prolific number, players have used it?
I think there's clear numbers in like the NBA. There's clear numbers.
23.
Like 23 is because of Michael Jordan and LeBron. Now is the guy known for it. It's so like
32.
And there's probably more.
For,
like Kobe was 24 and 8, and like 8 was the number when Kobe was playing. Like they were prestigious numbers. Larry Bird 33. I don't think that's that way in the NFL.
33.
Magic
Kareem,
Johnson.
Kareem was 33, right?
And Shaq was 32.
Yeah.
So 32 is great. I think Kareem was.
But there's guys that grew up wanting to be those numbers because of the idols that came before them. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's necessarily that way in the NFL. Like, I just don't think that it is in college football.
Because guys want to make it about themselves.
Well, college football, it's there. I just don't know if it's there in the NFL.
You know what I think ruined it?
You know what it is, too? I mean, like, it's hard to get a number, man.
I was going to say what ruined it is dudes being able to choose whatever number they want. Like, all of a sudden when wide receivers can be quarterback numbers, it's not as special.
I wish the numbers would go back to where they were position specific.
So just
from a viewing standpoint, I like to know. It's hard to tell. Like, you've got a linebacker like Anthony Walker wears number 5, right, for the Browns. Is he still wearing number 5?
Sure.
Okay. Single digit on a linebacker is kind of weird.
Yeah, I really don't like it on wide receivers. I don't know why. Anthony, real quick, buddy, what you got for us?
Yeah, so I think the number in NFL, from what I remember, it was 21. As a position number being popular or meaning that this guy was the guy. And maybe 55 for linebacker, 21 for DBs and running backs, things like that. You said what's the best number in sports? I would have to go with 23. I think most people would like to wear that number through all sports, all three sports. So,
okay,
excellent
okay.
stuff,
Thank
Anthony.
You for the call, Thank my friend. You.
Maybe it's because I was never going to have one of the cool numbers. Numbers just don't do as much for me as I think they do. Like, I get it if you're a skilled player and you're like, I want to be number one. I still think it's stupid and egotistical and goes against the idea of being good at something, like, or being good on a team. But, like, I get it. If you're a quarterback and you've been pampered your whole life, I totally get if you want to be, you know, oh, I want to have John Elway's number. I want to have McNair's number or Bernie's number. I totally get it. When you're a fatty, you're like, okay, I guess I'll be 68. I guess I'll be 78. Actually, 78 is my favorite offensive lineman number. Don't ask me why.
78?
Yeah. I always liked the way it looked on a jersey.
Okay.
But like 73? The late 60s? Meh. It's not a lot of good offensive lineman numbers. Unless you are a bit, like, you almost have to be, it almost depends on your body size. Like, did you see the DJ Fluker stuff? So DJ Fluker, the long time NFL player.
Yeah, he looks ridiculous. So, amazing at this point.
You know,
he looks like a fighter.
Yeah. So he was known as a fatty in the day. It's a big
old
fat
fatty. He started for like how many years? 6 years?
A decade almost.
Longer than that?
Yeah. It's weird to think about it because he was considered
a
bust.
Like a first round pick.
Yeah.
Was it the Jaguars? Or was it Baltimore?
No, it wasn't Baltimore. It wasn't either one of those, I don't think.
He was in Baltimore last, I think.
Yes. But he just lost a bunch of weight. So the number that he wore previously, he couldn't get away with now.
He was drafted by the Chargers, by the way, first round.
And by the way, he actually didn't lose weight. He just got super fit. I said that wrong.
But like, probably dropped like 15, 20% body fat.
Yes. But when he was... when he was 340 pounds and 25% body fat or 30% body fat, the number 67, actually that was his, the number 76, not going to look the same as if you're 340 pounds with like 8% body fat.
No. Do you think he's going to get another shot?
The dude looks like Thanos. He should.
I mean, I'd put him at defensive tackle.
Just out of curiosity, I'd give him a camp shot. If he wanted it,
he's going to a camp.
With the dearth of good offensive linemen, I don't.
I put him on my 53-man roster just to make him be the first off the bus guy.
Right. I'm just gonna have him stand on the sideline and look terrifying. It's like the bodyguard in professional wrestling. Useless.
Just send him out to the coin toss.
The bodyguard never stops the little guy from getting his butt kicked, but he looks cool to the audience.
Who was the dude from Baylor that against Michigan State in the Cotton Bowl came out with the crazy face mask and had like the belly shirt on. Remember that? And he was wearing number 0 too. He's a defensive lineman.
It's not Jason Smith, is it?
No,
because it was who's the there, Sarah. We're doing this. We're just Googling on it.
Yeah.
Here. All right. Let's see here.
It was Sean Oakman.
Oh my God.
Remember that?
Talk about a guy that I thought, I mean, obviously there were the off the field stuff that kind of derailed his career. That is one of the...
Wasn't he found, like, not guilty, by the way?
I think he was.
And he never really played.
That was one of the most monstrous... NFL player or college players I've ever seen. He was 6'9" and weighed 290 pounds. The dude made Julius Peppers, who was a power forward at North Carolina. He dwarfed that dude. Also,
you know he's playing in the CFL?
Really?
Yeah, he's on an active roster on the Argonauts.
Which is just a ridiculous name. I don't even know. What is an
Argonaut?
Yeah, what's an Argonaut?
An Argonaut, I should know this.
Isn't it biblical?
Yeah, isn't it Jason and the Argonauts? Isn't that a thing?
Well, that
it's
a movie.
It's Greek mythology, I think.
Yeah.
That's... Really? Well, no, it's
because I did a West Florida game.
Mm-hmm. Are they the Argonauts?
They were the Argonauts, yeah. Yeah, they're ancient fighters, right? I mean, band of heroes in Greek mythology.
All right, I'm going to flip-flop on that one. Argonauts are awesome.
That's kind of a badass name.
The other CFL names, not great.
You can call them the Argos instead of the Gardos.
Yeah. Well, I think both are valid. But
the Knots.
Ooh.
Oh, the Knots.
And then you could be like, so what do you think about that? And then you could be like, Knots. You do like the Knot joke from Borat.
That's what they call like a lot of the teams and players at Central Florida, because like they're the Astronauts.
Uh-huh.
They call them the Knots.
The Knots.
But it's like the Dogs, like dog. It's like we're like Knots. Right?
Knots.
It's like if you're from Boston. That's how you say it, right? Not Knots.
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 Knots. Man, you're Knots.
The Hamilton Tiger Cats. Lame. It's not even a specific cat. Oh, no, it's the Tiger Cats. Never mind. That's my bad. Reading comprehension. Right up there. The Montreal Alouettes. Calgary Stampeders. Ugh. Nolan, welcome to the show, bud. What you got for us?
Hey, you guys have been focusing on basketball a little bit too much, and I know you guys don't talk soccer all that much as well, but the number 10. Number 10 can translate through soccer, baseball. I don't know any 10s off the top of my head for baseball, but obviously football.
Actually, I'm glad you brought this up because, like, if you can't have number one, it's you're number one, right? Blah, 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 blah. But if you're the number 10, you can be, I'm a perfect 10. Right? Why
wouldn't
you? That's fair. Wouldn't 10 be the second best number to number 1? If you can't be a 1, be a 10.
But then you got to add a nothing on the end.
Dion's wrong on that. Number 0 could be a really cool number.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.